Thank you, Jay. Thank you for appearing again.
I just threw the seat.
CAS has again refused to provide the number of times myocarditis and other conditions are mentioned in your medical records system in SQ24001131. What are you hiding?
Nothing, Senator. As we've explained before, the medical records don't allow themselves to be interrogated in the way that you've asked. But as we have indicated previously, we have no evidence or examples of any pilot who has been impacted by a COVID vaccination that has meant they weren't airworthy.
You don't take the word of British courts and our own health authorities here?
Senator, I'm simply explaining to you what's in our system, and we have no one who's reported from having become unairworthy as a result of a COVID vaccination. Nothing has changed from when we've provided evidence to you on this basis in numerous estimates hearings.
So this is a simple matter. You simply search your database for the word myocarditis and you give this committee the number of matches that are returned. Why do you refuse to do that?
Because, Senator, as I think, again, we've explained previously, if we were to do that, it wouldn't necessarily align with any examples of myocarditis. I can't explain it any more than I have previously, and Andreas Marcellia has, and Kate Manderson has. We've got nothing more to add. I'm sorry, Senator.
Then you say it is an unreasonable diversion of resources. That's freedom of information talk, and I don't know if you realise this, but that excuse doesn't apply in the Senate. You're in Parliament. How many hours did it take you to answer SQ23003267, dated 13th of February 2023?
I'd have to take that on notice, Senator.
Okay. How many resources did it take you to answer that question?
Take that on notice, Senator.
Thank you. CASA seems to change between two different excuses on this issue, the same issue. Most recently you've said it's too hard and voluminous. Before you just said it wouldn't be useful without context. It seems like you can do the search, you just don't want to. So my question is, can you do this search for those words in your medical record system?
Senator...
Yes or no?
We could do yes.
Thank you. I can't imagine that answer is no because you've already done it. So thank you for confirming it. What specifically has changed since you answered SQ23-003267 in February 2023? That means it's impossible for you to answer the same question in the same way in SQ24-001131.
My recollection, Senator, was the issue that we've got, we could do a search and the word could come up. We've got no way without... significant resources to actually determine how often that word is actually linked to someone who has experienced that condition. We'd have to review every time that the word came up to determine whether it was actually linked to a specific example.
Sorry. I'm concerned. You mean you're telling me that CASA won't get off its backside and examine something unless the answer's easy?
No, Senator, that's not what I said.
Well, there's a bit of work involved here. You're responsible, you're the sole person responsible for the safety of our commercial aviation system.
And we put our resources where it makes the most difference.
So I want the question answered, what specifically has changed, and then we can come back to this hearing and talk about the context. Right now I'm asking why the Senate shouldn't refer you to, for contempt to, for blatantly refusing to do something you can do, seemingly out of convenience or trying to hide the answer.
Senator, I've got nothing further to add. I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm simply saying to get the answer that you are after, which is actually would require us to go through what could be a voluminous number of examples of the word and that no way of actually being able to determine which one is actually related to a specific example of that, and that's what we've said consistently throughout our appearances.
Can you just provide the answer to the question? The number
I'll take that on notice, Senator.
Thank you. AstraZeneca has been withdrawn. AstraZeneca was found to be dangerous and not effective in the British court system. You refused to give me, after many attempts, you refused to give me the name of any agency or person, expert, as to who you based your assessment that vaccines were safe.
Senator.
Now, AstraZeneca has been withdrawn.
Sorry.
What is CASA doing to test...
Senator Roberts. I'm going to let Ms Spence answer that, in all fairness. And we're going
I'm
down
get to my question yet.
No, no, but you... Mr Williams, I think you said you refused or something like that. Ms Spence was just going, because you were going along, who was the expert that said, and I remember sitting in this building with our Prime Minister, who was carried out on a Sultan's chair with every other Premier because of the AstraZeneca and all that sort of stuff, but I think you should at least allow Ms Spence just to answer that claim.
Fine, but I haven't asked my question yet.
No, but you made a claim.
Okay.
So, I do want to give her the chance, Senator Roberts. Thank you.
Unfortunately, Senator, you go through Hansard and find it as well. We have relied on the health experts. Sorry, Senator, if you want to follow up on issues around AstraZeneca, they should be referred to the health department, not the Civil Aviation Safety Authority.
I want to know what you're doing to make sure that pilots who took AstraZeneca are not at risk.
We have not seen any example of a pilot being incapacitated as a result of a COVID vaccination.
Again, it seems to me that CAS is waiting for the evidence to jump into its face.
I have nothing else to add. I'm sorry, Senator.
Have you checked?
Before we come to Senate estimates, yes, I asked whether there had been any examples of a pilot coming up in our system as having been incapacitated as a result of a COVID vaccination, and the answer has not changed from the last time we appeared before this committee.
So, specifically AstraZeneca?
No, Senator, all COVID vaccinations.
Would it be worth checking because we now know that AstraZeneca is dangerous?
Senator, it wouldn't matter what vaccination they had. The question is, has any pilot been incapacitated as a result of a COVID vaccination? That would include AstraZeneca as well as the other types of vaccinations.
I get that, but do we need to remind you that some pilots are afraid to report their injuries?
But, Senator, I can't. If you've got pilots who you know were incapacitated, or if pilots are approaching you who said they were incapacitated as a result of a COVID vaccination, I can only encourage you to get them to report that. They can do it anonymously through the ATSB response, but I cannot act on what I have no knowledge of.
Okay, let's get to...